Syrian forces backed by tanks stormed Diriyah on the outskirts of Damascus on Thursday after 24 hours of artillery and helicopter bombardment to drive out rebels. Reports say the bombardment killed at least 15 people and wounded 150 others in Diriyah, situated on the southwest edge of the city of Damascus. Meanwhile, the United Nations says a political solution to the crisis is still possible. Charles Collins has this report.
Despite the escalating violence in Syria, United Nations Deputy Secretary General Jan Eliasson said the international community cannot accept that a peaceful solution to the crisis can't be found.
I think for the United Nations to accept that a conflict continues and leads to tremendous suffering, and we should wait until that conflict is ended by military means, is not dignified. It's not in line with what we should do. So the struggle for peaceful settlements has to continue, and it also has to continue in the case of Syria.
Eliasson also welcomed the recent appointment of Lakhdar Brahimi as the joint UN Arab League special representative for Syria, and said his mandate will focus on development and political issues. Meanwhile, UN Humanitarian Affairs Chief Valerie Amos has recently returned from a trip to Syria and said government forces and opposition fighters in the country are failing to comply with international law to protect civilians.
This conflict has taken on a particularly brutal and violent character. We have all seen distressing images on our television screens, and it is ordinary women, men, and children who are caught in the midst of it. I repeat my call to all those engaged in the conflict to respect civilians and abide by international humanitarian law.
She said health care, shelter, food, water, and sanitation are among the most urgent needs in Syria, but the fighting is preventing help from getting to the areas where people are most in need. I'm Charles Collins.